Thank you to all the singers and the actors.
谢谢我们这些演员跟歌唱家。
Get to see all the hidden talent in this church.
我们现在终于发现大家都有许多这个天赋都没有被发现。
And looking back, we're going to have a lot of good memories of this.
所以我们以后再回想起来呢，一定是有很好的回忆。
So what kind of memories do you have about Christmas?
那你对于圣诞节有什么回忆呢？
My childhood Christmas memories are mostly sweet.
我儿时对圣诞节的回忆呢都是很甜美的。
For example, when I was a child, I used to do things similar to these children, do little plays and bathrobes and you know, sing some songs. And after we were done with the pageant, the teachers would give us a bag of candy.
我也记得我小时候呢，在教会我们圣诞节的时候也是这样，穿着睡袍啊，或者什么浴袍啊，出来就表演了。然后表演完之后呢，老师就会给我们一个礼物的袋子。
Even a better memory was getting together with my extended family, and all the mothers would have homemade cookies and homemade candies.
那更甜美的回忆呢，是每次圣诞节的时候呢，我们的这个大家族就会团圆，然后呢，做妈妈的就会做糖果，然后分给小朋友吃。
But I not only have sweet memories for my taste buds, but also sweet memories for my soul.
那我不单是在我那个味蕾上面呢有很甜蜜的回忆，在我的灵魂里面呢有很甜蜜的回忆。
For example, I remember our family going out to find a Christmas tree and then coming home to decorate it.
例如我们家里面呢，我们就会出去外面找一棵圣诞树，然后带回来家里布置。
I remember when I was a college student, I lived in Belize, Central America for 8 months. And that summer, I went Christmas caroling in my shorts and t-shirt.
在我念大学的时候呢，有一次我是圣诞节是在中美洲过的。然后那时候我们去唱圣诞节报佳音的时候呢，我们是穿短袖短裤出去。
And now I have sweet memories of my own daughters singing and acting in front of you all.
那今天之后呢，我以后回忆圣诞节呢，我也有很甜蜜的回忆，因为知道我的女儿们今天在台上表演了。
So I hope you have sweet memories of your Christmas.
所以我也希望你们对你们的圣诞节呢，也有甜美的回忆。
And if not, I hope this will be a sweet memory for you.
那如果还没的话呢，那今天希望就成为你以后的甜美的回忆。
Now, Mary, the mother of Jesus.She had some very sweet memories of her first Christmas.
这个耶稣的妈妈玛利亚，她呢也有对于第一个圣诞节也有甜美的回忆。
The Bible says that as the first Christmas day came to a close, that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
这个圣经里面讲呢，当这个第一个圣诞节来的时候呢。那个玛利亚，她把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
Now the word treasure means to preserve a thing from perishing or being lost, to keep in mind a thing lest it be forgotten.
这个存在心里的存呢，在这个的意思呢，就是说把一个东西保存起来，所以它不会坏掉，也不会被偷走，或者是在心藏在心里面，唯恐它呢会忘记。
In other words, Mary realized that the events that just happened were very precious.
也就是说呢，这个玛利亚她知道说，这个刚刚发生的那个事情是非常宝贵的。
And she did not want to forget the smells, the sights, and the sounds and feelings of the day that she gave birth to the Son of God.
因为她不想要呢，把她这个生出耶稣的这个事件的这个的味道的声音，然后这个看到的样子，还有这个感觉，把她给忘记了。
She must have thought to herself, "Wasn't God good to us to provide us a place for Jesus to be born, even when all the inns were full?"
她心里面一定在想说，神真是对我们真好啊！因为虽然这个旅店呢，它所有的房间都客满了，可是神还是给我们一个地方，可以把这个小孩子降生出来。
And wasn't that a pleasant surprise when all the shepherds showed up and they worshipped Jesus?
所以对我们来讲，不是一个惊喜吗？难道这个耶稣可以降生，大家可以来敬拜他，不是一个惊喜吗
？And isn't my baby Jesus the most beautiful baby in the world?
我的自己生出来这个小孩子耶稣，难道他不是全世界最好看的小 baby 吗？
Then a few days later, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be presented before the Lord in the temple.
在几天之后呢，玛利亚跟跟约瑟他们就把耶稣带到圣殿里面，要把他献给神。
It was at that moment that something very disturbing happens.
但是在那个时候呢，有一个很让他们困扰的事情发生了。
An old man named Simeon approached them.
有一个老年人叫西面，他向他们走来。
He took Jesus in his arms and he said, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which your people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people."
这个西面他就把耶稣抱过来，然后就说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。”这些话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Bible says that Mary and Joseph were amazed at what had just happened.
所以圣经里面讲了，这个玛利亚跟约瑟呢，他们就觉得很惊奇。
They knew that Jesus was the promised Messiah.
他们知道耶稣是神所应许的弥赛亚。
But how in the world did that old man also know that?
但是这个老人他怎么知道呢？
You see, Mary and Joseph did not know the information that Luke the narrator wrote.
但是呢，因为玛利亚跟约瑟他们不知道西面他自己所经历的是什么。
In Luke chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, Luke writes, "It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts."
在路加福音这样记载，他说这个西面呢，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿。
Now the word Christ is the same word as Messiah.
基督的意思呢，就是弥赛亚。
Apparently, when Simeon was a younger man, the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he would actually see the Messiah before he died.
当西面是一个比较年轻的时候呢，圣灵给他一个启示，让他知道说他在未死之前他会看到耶稣，基督。
And Simeon became an old man, and still the Messiah had not appeared.
当西面他年纪老迈的时候呢，他还没有看到基督。
But then one day, the Holy Spirit whispered to him, "Go to the temple."
但是有一天，圣灵就对他有启示，跟他说去圣殿。
And as he enters the temple, he sees this young couple.
然后西面进入这个圣殿的时候，他就看到这对年轻夫妇。
And then the Holy Spirit whispers to him, "There he is. That baby is the Messiah."
圣灵这时候就对他轻轻的说，这个就是的，这个小 baby 呢就是。
And then Simeon holds the creator of the world into his arms.
所以西面呢，他就手里抱着这个创造世界万物的这个创造者在他的手里，在他怀里。
And then he blesses his parents, and then he reveals to them that their son would provide salvation for all the people in the world.
他祝福耶稣的父母，然后他也告诉他们说，你们的儿子以后是要为全世界的人带来救恩的。
But then the Holy Spirit reveals to Simeon a dark truth that he cannot keep to himself.
但是圣灵他也给西面有一个有一个这个不幸的事实让他知道。
In verses 34 and 35, he turns to Mary and he says, "This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul too."
西面对这个孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
In other words, Simeon was saying to Mary, your baby is going to have to pay a heavy price for saving the souls of mankind.
换句话说，这个西面呢，他是跟玛利亚说，你的小孩为了要拯救世界上的灵魂，要付出很大的代价。
Some people are going to despise him.
许多人会看不起他。
They will speak harsh words against him.
会藐视他。
And thus the wickedness of their hearts will be revealed.
然后要说他毁谤的话，所以呢，这些人他们心里的恶念呢，就会被显露出来。
And then Simeon says that not only the son will have to pay the price, but also the mother would have to pay the price.
而且西面又说，不光是这个儿子必须付出代价，母亲也要付出代价。
And so he goes on to say to Mary, a sword will pierce your heart also.
所以他跟玛利亚说，你的心也要被刀刺透。
Now, the word for sword that Simeon uses is not just a little sword.It's a really big sword.
所以西面用了这个刀这个剑啊，这个字呢不是小的，是一个大的刀剑。
In other words, Simeon was saying to Mary, "You will not merely experience the normal grief that a mother often experiences when she raises a son."
所以西面的他告诉玛利亚这个意思呢，就是说你不光只是要经验其他的世上的母亲为儿女所经验的那种忧伤。
Instead, you will experience.Catastrophic, overwhelming grief.
取而代之的呢，你要经验的是一个很灾难性的，是一个很大的忧伤。
Someday you will experience such heartache that it will feel like a huge sword has pierced your soul into two.
所以有一天你会经历到了那种心里面的疼痛呢，就好像是一个大刀把你的心砍成一半一样的这种疼痛。
Now, Mary must have been stunned by Simeon's message.
所以当玛利亚听到西面告诉她的这个信息呢，她一定是吃惊。
How much did she really understand about what would happen to her and her son?
对玛利亚来讲，她到底了解多少？这个西面告诉她儿子将要经历这些事情，她了解了多少呢？
What?Did Mary know?
所以玛利亚她知道什么呢?
Let's ponder that question as we listen to the choir sing the song, Mary, did you know?
我们现在一面思想这个问题，一面我们听诗班为我们献这首诗歌，玛利亚可知道。
Did you know that your baby did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
So what did Mary really know?
所以玛利亚她真的她明白什么了呢?
I believe that she knew that Jesus came into the world to save it from its sins.
我相信玛利亚她知道说耶稣来到这个世上呢是要拯救这个世界，所以他们不会在罪恶里面。
I believe that Joseph, her husband, may have explained this to her.
我相信她的先生约瑟呢也把这个事情解释给她听了。
See in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the angel Gabriel told him that he should call their son Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
在马太福音一章二十一节，这个天使加百利利百加Gabriel 天使这个 Gabriel 他说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
I believe that Joseph told Mary the meaning behind Jesus' name and that Gabriel had foretold that his son would save his people from their sins.
我相信他们被指示说要给这个小孩子起名叫耶稣，他们也被天使所指示，知道说这小孩子以后要成为世界的救主。
And I believe that Mary knew her scripture so well that she would have known that in Isaiah 53, it indicated that her son, the Messiah, would save his people from their sins, and how that would happen.
我相信玛丽她对于读经也是非常的熟悉，对经文非常熟悉。在以赛亚书五十三章说，这个他的儿子将会是弥赛亚，而且他怎么样将世人从他们最终拯救出来。
So let's take a look at this amazing passage that was written about 700 years before the life of Jesus.
所以我们来看看这一段在耶稣降生之前700年所写的这个伟大的经文。
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.He was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hid their faces from. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.By his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章，我们所传的，有谁信呢？耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Now, if Mary had read this passage, I believe that she would have understood that there was only one way that her son would be able to save the world from their sins.
如果玛利亚她 读过这段经文的话呢，她就能够了解说，耶稣来到世上拯救，把我们从最终拯救出来呢，只有一个方式能做这个事情。
He would have to take the punishment for their sins.
他必须要为世人担当他们的罪过。
He would have to be despised and rejected by his people.
他必须会被人家藐视，会被人家颜面不看。
His life would have to be characterized by suffering and by sorrows.
所以他的生命呢，会遭受许多的痛苦。
He would be stricken by God.
他会被神击打。
He would be pierced and crushed for sins of the world.
他会受苦害，也会受压伤。为了我们世上的人呢，他会受许多的困难。
And the Lord would lay upon him the iniquity of all the world.
神会使我们世人的罪孽呢，都归到他身上。
Can you imagine how she must have felt when she understood the destiny of her child?
你可以想象，当玛利亚她了解了她的儿子要经过了这个事情 的时候，她心里面是什么感觉吗？
Can you imagine how she must have felt every year her family celebrated his birthday, the day that we celebrate as Christmas?
你可以想象，每一年当他们为耶稣庆祝生日的时候，他们心里的感受是怎么样吗？
Every year she would know that she was one year closer to watching her son die a horrific death for the sins of the world.
每一年他都知道他已经与他儿子要在实际上为我们死亡的这个惨痛的事情呢更靠近了一年。
And he would know, and she would know that he was not only dying for the sins of the world, but he was dying for her sins.
玛利亚也会明白说，耶稣不光只是为世人的罪而死，也为玛利亚自己的罪而死。
So certainly, every birthday of Jesus would be a bittersweet Christmas for her.
所以啊，对玛利亚来说，耶稣他每一年的生日呢，都是一个甜中带苦的生日。
It would be sweet because her son would be the savior of the world.
啊，他是甜美的，因为他知道他的儿子将是世人的拯救。
But it would be bitter because she would know that her son would have to die a horrific death.
但是呢，也是一个苦的，因为他知道他的儿子将要承受极大痛苦的死亡。
And then one day, what she dreaded for 33 years came to pass.
然后有一天，他所害怕了33年的这个事情终于来到了。
Her son was captured by his enemies and was taken before the Jewish and Roman authorities to be condemned.
他的儿子被他的敌人所捕捉，然后带到犹太人跟罗马人的这个有权的长官面前去受到审判。
Perhaps Mary saw the Roman authorities, the soldiers scourging his back.
可能玛利亚她也看到了这个罗马士兵呢怎么样来这个教训耶稣。
And with every crack of the whip.The sword would pierce deeper into her soul.
这些罗马士兵，他对耶稣每鞭打一下，就好像这个刀剑刺痛玛利亚的心一下这样子。
Imagine Mary watching those hammers being nailing those nails into her son's hands and feet.
你能想象，当玛利亚亲眼看到他自己的儿子的手脚用锤子。拿着钉子这样子刺穿过去吗？
And with every scream, the sword would pierce deeper into her soul.
当耶稣因为疼痛，每一次的叫喊的时候，都好像每一个都好像一个钉子刺进玛利亚的心一样。
She would have gladly switched places with him, but she was unqualified to take away the sins of the world.
玛利亚一定是很乐意为耶稣来承担这些痛苦，但是她却是不配承担这样的痛苦。
For 3 hours, darkness came over all the land, and then she heard her son cry out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
历经三小时，这整个世界都黑暗了。她也听到她的儿子大声喊叫说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And finally, she heard him say, "It is finished."
最后， 玛利亚听到他的，听到耶稣说成了。
And the giant sword pierced her soul into two.
所以这个巨大的剑呢，把玛利亚的心切成了，的心灵切了一半。
But fortunately, that was not the end of her son.
可幸的是，这个故事呢，并不到此为止。
Three days later, Jesus arose from the dead.
因为三天之后，耶稣他复活了。
He had won the victory over sin and over death.
他已经战胜死亡，也战胜罪恶。
And Mary knew that he had not only saved the world from its sin, but that he had saved her from her own sins.
而且玛利亚知道说，耶稣不光只是把世人从他们的罪恶中拯救出来，他也把玛利亚从自己的罪恶中拯救出来。
She would never have to experience the penalty of death by going to hell.Because Jesus had paid the punishment for her.
玛利亚知道说，她再也不用为自己的罪恶付代价，因为她的儿子已经为她付出代价。
And though Mary's soul had been pierced in two, her son's death and resurrection had healed her broken heart.
虽然玛利亚她的心灵让这个巨大的刀剑切了一半，但是她儿子的死亡跟复活又帮助她恢复医疗她的伤。
And then 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven.
耶稣复活40天之后，他升天了。
And while she was on earth, Mary would never celebrate Christmas with Jesus again.
当玛利亚还在世的时候，在耶稣基督升天之后，玛利亚还在世上，她再也不能跟耶稣一起庆祝圣诞节。
But every year when Jesus's birthday would roll around,I'm sure that Mary's memories were bittersweet.
但是我相信，当这个事情之后，每一年的圣诞节，玛利亚她心里都有一个甜中带苦的感觉。
Bitter because it was her sins that sent Jesus to die on the cross.
她是苦的，因为玛利亚知道由于她自己的罪，使得她的儿子在十字架上死亡。
But sweet because it was his death that would.That because of his death, that she would someday be reunited with him in heaven.
但是她又是甜的，因为玛利亚知道说，因为耶稣的死亡，为了他死，所以有一天玛利亚可以再见耶稣的面。
Today, for Christians, we no longer have to dread the future suffering of Jesus Christ.
在现在，对于基督徒来讲，我们就不需要再害怕世界的末了，我们自己生命的末了是什么？
His death and resurrection are now historical facts.
因为耶稣他的死亡跟他的复活是一个历史的事实。
He accomplished his mission to save the world from their sins.
因为耶稣他已经成就了他要来世上拯救世人的这个任务。
However, Christmas should still be bittersweet for us.
但是对于我们自己来讲呢，圣诞节也应该是甜中又有苦的。
Sweet because the Savior King was born on Christmas Day.
它是甜的，因为呢，我们的救世主，救赎主，主耶稣，他就是在圣诞夜出生。
But bitter because that Savior King had to be born in a smelly cow barn instead of the castle that he deserved.
但是它是苦的，因为我们拯救我们的这个王，竟然是在又臭又小的马槽里面出生，他不是在这个豪华的城堡里面出生。
Sweet because Jesus came to save us from the punishment of our sins.
它是甜的，因为耶稣来到这世上，把我们从我们的我们罪的代价里面拯救出来。
But bitter because he had to die a horrific death on our behalf.
但是它是苦的，因为耶稣为了救我们，他必须要经历极大痛苦的死亡。
And so today I wish you a lifetime of bittersweet Christmases.
所以今天我祝你们从今天开始都每一年都有一个甜中带苦的圣诞节。
Because if your Christmases are only merry, your Christmases are shallow.
因为如果你的圣诞节只是很快乐的话呢，那这个是很肤浅。
You're not really experiencing Christmas as deeply as you should.
也就是说你还没有经历圣诞节呢，这更深层的意义。
Certainly we should have heartfelt exuberance that Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and later on we should celebrate Easter Sunday because he rose from the grave.
当然我们必须有极大的喜乐跟极大的喜乐，因为我们知道耶稣为我们在圣诞节降生了，之后呢他要再复活。
But we should also experience heartfelt sorrow and grief because it was our sins that sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross.
但是呢，我们这个也是苦的，因为我们知道是就是因为是我们的犯罪而造成耶稣必须在十字架上为我们死。
And so I not only wish you a bittersweet Christmas, but I also wish you a bittersweet life.
所以今天我不光是祝你们有一个甜中带苦的圣诞节，我也祝你们有一个甜中带苦的生命。
A life filled with the enjoyment of God's forgiveness and grace, but a life tinged with the sorrow for the suffering of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，你的生命当中，你能够经历神为我们所带来的这个救恩跟救赎，也能够明白。但是它就是苦的，因为我们知道能够明白耶稣为我们的罪所受到的许多的痛苦。
I hope we will all drink deeply of both joy and sorrow as we learn to worship God with all our heart, soul, minds, and strength.
我希望我们都能够经历这些喜乐，也经历这些伤痛。当我们用尽我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱我们主、我们的神的时候，就有这些经历。
So may you not only meditate on the baby in the manger, but also the Savior on the cross.
所以我们不光是思想在马槽里面诞生的小婴孩，我们也思想在十字架上为我们死的耶稣。
But if you are not a Christian today, I also wish you a bittersweet Christmas.
如果你还不是基督徒的话呢，我也祝你有一个甜中带苦的圣诞节。
On the one hand, I hope that it is bitter.Because I hope that you truly grieve for your sins that sent Jesus to die on the cross.
一方面呢，我希望你的圣诞节呢是有一点苦的，因为我希望你能够体验到你的因为你的罪，你把耶稣送上十字架。
But I also hope that it will be sweet, because I hope that today you will experience the forgiveness that Jesus wants to offer you by putting your faith in what he did.On that cross.
但是我希望今天对你来讲也是甜的，我希望你能够明白神对我们的赦罪，也你也能够把你自己的生命交给主耶稣。
So how can you experience a bittersweet Christmas?
所以你怎么样可以经历一个甜中带苦的圣诞节呢？
It's about giving your heart to God and receiving God's forgiveness from him.
也就是把你自己的心献给主，也能够接受神对我们的赦免我们的过犯。
If you want to experience a lifetime of bittersweet Christmases, I ask you to pray this prayer with me.
如果你想要一生一世都经验这个甜中带苦的圣诞节的话呢，我邀请你现在跟我一起做这样的祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for sending your son on Christmas Day.
亲爱父神，我们谢谢你在圣诞节的时候把你的儿子送给我们。
I'm so sorry for...the wrong actions, for the wrong words, and the wrong thoughts that I've ever had.
我很抱歉，对于我自己曾经做过许多错误的言语、错误的思想和错误的行为，感到抱歉。
I believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment of those sins.
我相信主耶稣为了我的犯罪恶钉死在十字架上。
Please come into my life and become the king of it.
我求你进入我的生命，成为我生命当中的王。
Thank you for rising from the dead so that I could live eternally with you.
谢谢你从死中能够复活，所以我可以在永生里面跟你同在。
And the Bible indicates that if you pray a prayer like that, you are passed from death into life.
圣经说，如果你做这样子的祷告的话，你就会从死亡当中也复活了。
And so if you pray that prayer today, I would...like for you to talk to one of the Christian leaders here today or talk to me.
如果你刚刚做了这样子的祷告的话，我邀请你来跟我谈，或是跟你们这个教会的领袖谈。
The Bible says that you pass from death into life.
圣经里面说，如果你从死亡当中复活的话。
In other words, instead of driving on the highway to hell, you are now headed on the pathway to heaven.
也就是说，你从本来是开高速公路要直冲地狱的，现在你已经换了一条道路要往天国去。
So what a bittersweet Christmas I'd like to wish to you.
所以我要祝你们都有一个甜中带苦的圣诞节。
Because God gave the best Christmas present ever.
因为神已经给我们最好的圣诞节礼物。
He gave you the gift of His Son.
他把他的儿子赐给我们当作礼物。
感谢泡牧师的信息。
We thank you, Pastor Paul, for your message.
更感谢那位2000多年前为我们死在十字架上的耶稣。
We also thank Jesus who came 2000 years ago to die for us on the cross.
那个奇妙的婴孩。
So what a wonderful baby.
让我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌，《奇妙圣婴》。
And now we'll sing a responsive song. What child is this?
有请诗班为我们献诗，主，我高举你的名，因为你是配的。
Now the choir will again dedicate a song. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Colossians 3, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
请大家一起起立，我们来唱最后一首诗歌，天使歌唱。
Let's all rise and we'll sing our last hymn together, Angels We Have Heard on High. Sisters. Brothers.
And now may the humility of the shepherds, perseverance of the wise men, the joy of the angels, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gifts to you and yours this Christmas time and always. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. After a moment of silent reflection, you may be dismissed.
大家可以请坐，我们在默祷之后可以散会。
我们在楼下准备了简单的点心，欢迎大家和我们留下来，和我们一起来庆祝。
There are a simple snack that were prepared downstairs, and let's stay after the worship so then we can enjoy it together.
好，默祷以后散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.